Okay, good morning, everybody. We all know this very profound debate about the actions of Shimon and Levi. Question of Dinim, the Rambam, the Ramban. As we noted in the past, the Rambam doesn't exactly say that Shimon and Levi were justified, but he says, you know, that one of the charges that you could bring against all of the people of Shechem, Kol Ba'alei Shechem, is the fact that the Himro, B'yadu, V'lo Danu, that Dinim requires Hoshavas Dayanim, and that means that society is still responsible to ensure that Dayanim are doing their jobs, and here was a clear case of an abduction of Gazel, and you know, they let Shechem get away with it. So beyond the immediate debate, the Ramban responds in force. You know, there are other charges much more obvious than Dinim, which he assumes is not Sarasan Tzayim Yisasan, it's a Sase, and it's a low Sase component for Oshek, and Gazel and Ones, Fata, etc. But it would not apply to all the people of the city, but clearly they were over the Avodah Zarah, they were involved in Arayos. So that is the Ramban, the Shitaso, on the following Pasuk. V'nei Yaakov, Balim, and HaSadek, Yishamam, V'yisatvu, and Hashem, V'yichar lahem, Ma'od, Ki Nibalo, Asa, V'yisrael, Lishkar, V'sbas, Yaakov, V'chein, Lo, Ye'aset. So the third describes that Yaakov's sons were distraught by Yisatzvu Hanashim by Yichar Lahemot, and they were enraged. Ki Nivala Asav Yisrael, because this was a disgrace. V'chein Lo Ye'aseh. So the Targum Ud is Uvnei Yaakov Alo Minchak Lakad Shameu V'Nasisu Kubraya V'Sakef Lahon Lachada Arei Kalona Kalon. The disgrace of Av Yisrael. That's the Valal, the Mishkav, Yasbas Yaakov, V'chein Lo Chasher, the Yis Aved. So Rashi says, V'chein Lo Yaseh, Lanos, Yisabsulo, Sheumos, Gadruat, Marayos, Al Yidei Hamabul. That's the second time Rashi makes that comment in Sefer Reishis, first time in Rivka, Nara, Tovas, Mayamod, Besula, Be'ish Lo Yida'ah. So Rashi notes that there was some consensus amongst even the Umos Ha'olam, that Arayos played a major part. And the Mabul by Reuben Elohim is Mos Adam Ki Tavos Hena Vayichul HaNashim Yikol Asher Bacharu, and they recognize that there is a need to make reparations in that area. So be that as it may, the Ramban disagrees. V'chein lo yaseh, quotes Rashi, v'lo yadat zeh ki efnanim shtupim barayos. V'hema, etc. Dechziv ki es kol Tavos Yisrael asu anshei haaretz asher lifneihem. So the Ramban, again, the Shitaso says these people were all involved in Gilui Arayos, below his chilu, Mahen Beoso Hador. It wasn't like in this generation, right? It started. May Avram Yitzchak Hayire Pen Yargos on the Kachas Neshayim. Eishes Ish. Aval Vechein Lo Yehase Nimshach Be Yisrael. Ki Nevala Asa Be Yisrael Vechein Lo Yehase Bahem. But this was a differentiating feature of Klal Yisrael. Kedoshim Tiu. Al Kein Amar Be Yisrael Kein Enu Nevala Ben Aknan. And the Ramban says, Uncles agrees with me, Uncles Amado, Chasher, and Lizim Ada, Lomar, Shuazer, Lakachi, Nevala, V'Yisrael. So the point that the Ramban is making is that, you know, Vayichar Lahem Ma'od, Vayisatzvun Anashim, and certainly Vayacharish Yaakov at Boam, the Ramban goes on to note that it was beneath Yaakov's cover to even speak to such people, is that this was a matter of enormous distress. Now, of course, Yaakov and Shimon and Levi parted ways in terms of what followed from that point on, but the end of the parasha, Chazona Yaseh Sachosenu, part of the reason that Yaakov doesn't answer is that doesn't dispute that point, that this is something which separates Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and of course, by extension, Sarah Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, from what was going on in Canaan more generally. And this speaks to the special quality of what was then the proto-Klal Yisrael, that Ki Nivala Asav Yisrael, that there was already the formation of a national identity around the issues of Taharat HaMishpacha, of family purity, and not to engage in this behavior. So fundamental machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban in terms of what exactly the status of Arayos at that time really was. And I think this ties in to another point that the Ramban makes, that part of the point of divergence between Yaakov on the one hand and the brothers, and in particular Shimon and Levi, on the other, was the denigration of Bris Mila. Bris Mila, the Rambam famously writes in Mor Nebuchim, relates to this precise point. You take the Eivir HaTaiva, the Eivir HaMishkal, and we make the point at a very young age that we have to be Kovesh Yisitzreinu, Batal Ritzon Chamim Nei Ritzona, we have to elevate ourselves, etc. And that once the people of Shechem, perhaps surprisingly, we can go through with it, adopted Bris Mila, so to go around and massacre them was completely unacceptable to Yaakov Avinu. But the fact that Bris Mila would be used in a ruse is something that was very problematic, because Bris Mila itself was a symbol of the family purity. Yisalech lepanai ve'yisamim. To take Bris Mila, which is a symbol of tzmimus, and to utilize that as a symbol of mirma, is something that the Rabban discusses, and weighs, as to whether that was something that Yaakov could have ever agreed to. But I think the two points really go together. Bris Mila, of course, represents a certain code, a certain honor code in terms of behavior, in that very specific and sensitive area of life, it differentiated, Zera Abraham. You go back to Parshas Lech Lecha, Nechrasu Allah Yud Gimel Brisos, from the entire rest of the world. And as such, the sensitivity of Bris Mila in terms of its symbolism and what it represents was something of extreme importance. Some of us noted yesterday that the Radva says that once he underwent Bris Mila, Gerish Nisgari Katan Anola Dami, it really was a fresh start for them. Now they were part of the Am Echad, the singular nation, Vayud Olam Echad. So again, the Ramban Lashitaso, with a great degree of emphasis on the Chelo Yasa being particular to Proto-Kal Yisrael, and again the sensitivity to Bris Mila not being used as any kind of a subterfuge because of the importance of that institution in Avram's family, Salech Lepanai Ve'yesamim, separating Bein Yisrael, La'ulot Ha'olam, La'ovdei Avodah Zarah.